thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires, Romans 8:5 tells us. To become the person God wants you to be, you must set your mind on the right things. You say, if only my circumstances were different. Your circumstances don't determine the quality of your life. How you think about them does. Poet Frederick Langbridge wrote, two men looked out through prison bars. One saw mud, the other saw the stars. Both men were in identical circumstances, but their perspectives were entirely different. One looked for beauty and found it. The other focused on ugliness and found it. It works like this. Your circumstances in life produce certain emotions. So how do you change your emotional responses when you feel powerless over people and circumstances? By changing how you think about them. True change always begins in your mind. The Bible says, as he thinks within himself, so he is, from Proverbs 23:7. The way you think inevitably reflects the way you live. So to become the best version of yourself, the person God wants you to be, think great thoughts. People who live great lives are people who habitually think great thoughts. You say, but I can't help thinking the way I do. Then let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. That's from Romans 12:2. God's word will help you to think with faith instead of fear, assurance instead of anxiety, and joy instead of negativity. Once you set your mind on what the Spirit desires, your life will begin to change for the better. There's some words on the power of your thoughts from Vision, The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.